Wet in the Swimming Pool, narrated by Alexandra Anderson, Forkipedo, in collaboration with Saga. The Laundry, by Siv, Song, and Fyodina. I've never been particularly clean on washing clothes, but of course it has to be done. There's no underwear in my wardrobe, so I realize I have to go to the laundry. I don't usually go without underwear, but I don't really have an option. I get slightly turned on when not wearing any underwear under my trousers. The rough material feels amazing against my naked skin. There are several washing machines available at the laundry. I put a wash on and settle down on one of the more comfortable chairs they have there to read. Spicy Up Your Life is a soft porn book seasoned with recipes for the most exciting occasions, as well as a host of other quirky erotic details. I love reading, particularly erotic books. So there I am, reading, lost in my own little world, when a young man comes over to me. "Do you like the book?" "Yes, I think it's very good so far," I reply, my cheeks blushing slightly. "Do you like erotic fiction?" His question leaves me slightly flabbergasted and I blush again. "Yes, to be quite honest, I really do," I reply, looking up at him. He's standing right in front of me with his hands by his side. And what hands he has! They are really perfect, long but not too thin, with short clipped nails and still suntanned after the summer. Besides, it's not just his hands that are perfect. He resembles a Greek god with his fair curls and sharp, well-defined features. He is muscular, but absolutely not the bodybuilder type. He sits down next to me and looks at me. Maybe it's pure wishful thinking, but I can see the desire in his eyes. It's just the two of us and an old lady in the laundry. Suddenly, there's a hand on my thigh, and a warm shudder goes through my entire body. He leans towards me, and his hand moves up my thigh. He whispers in my ear, "I want you." His breath is warm and turns me on. The old lady has finished drying her clothes, so she takes her washing basket under her arm and leaves. We don't speak as he lifts me up and carries me over to one of the machines. He puts me on top of it, undoes my trousers, and practically rips them off me. They fall to the floor. "Do you always go around without panties on?" he says, grinning. His hand finds its way to my pussy, which is already wet, and carefully slides it in. At the same time, we start to kiss, our tongues touching. The combination of kissing and his finger deep inside me is incredible. The washing machine rumbles away underneath me. I pull off his t-shirt and caress his gorgeous upper body, letting my fingers tickle his spine.